Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, Wairarapa.
Good morning.
What's going on?
What is going on, Wayne?
What's going on? I tell you, you're with Arrow FM 92.7 on the What's Going On show with Camille and Wayne this morning.
Yes, and we are brought to you by Trusthouse Wairarapa. Thank you, Trusthouse.
Every Friday morning.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks, Trusthouse Wairarapa.
Check that weather outside, Wayne.
It's pretty humid. I tell you, it was about 83% humidity.
No way.
You know, I just lay in bed last night sweating. It wasn't very pleasant.
No.
And the rain, though, eh?
We could
have done with that rain. I thought that was quite nice, too.
Which is continuing right now. It was 17 degrees at 5 o'clock this morning, and damn, did it feel like it.
I reckon, eh?
Absolutely. So, what have we got coming up on the show?
Well, we've got What's Going On.
Yeah,
we're going to be telling you all about all the things that are happening this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the things that are happening this weekend.
Yeah, as much as we have discovered in our journey of searching for the information for you guys. And we have quite an apt theme today, don't we, to do, which really suits the weather at the moment.
Well, our song theme is going to be on heat.
Yes.
Yeah, heat, because it's pretty hot out there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get hotter. We haven't even hit summer yet.
I know.
Absolutely.
We're just in the middle of spring. It's lovely out there.
It is lovely. Hey, right, guys, we are so happy you are joining us this morning. We have a guest in the studio with us, which we absolutely love and encourage. We have Matt here, and Matt has come in to talk to us all about what is happening with the remote control car scene here in Marsden RC. How's it going, Matt?
It's good, thanks, Camille.
Awesome. Yep. So what I really want to know, Matt, is how did... I know that you are behind the RC track in Minaya Road, and you are one of the main people behind that.
Yep.
But that must have started in your head somewhere. When did you first start getting into the remote control car buzz?
Good question. I've always been into it since I was a little kid, like just generally gravitated towards playing with little remote control cars, like little toy ones, and always wanted... like a real sick one.
Yeah.
And when I was, probably like 10 or 12, I grew up sort of on a farm, and I made a kind of a little track down the back paddock.
Cool.
Yeah, you're pretty much using the same process I use for this one, just on a much smaller scale. And I had like a kind of a semi-okay car. It was a Nikko Terminator, Nikko Predator.
Oh.
And it was actually, it was all right. It was a two-wheel drive buggy. And I did that for like, one summer I'd just go down there, and then once it broke, it was pre-internet, and like, how do you fix these things? Didn't have any local parts support or anything, didn't even know. And that was the end of that. The track grew over, and that was that. And then it wasn't till, so that was when I was like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't till I was like, I don't know, 25 or something, my brother just suddenly got the inkling to buy me kind of my first hobby grade car.
Wow.
And he bought himself one just with the intention of like, let's have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I had that sort of used it a little bit, and then I sort of just started going on the internet and upgrading it. And it was around that time, must have been like 2015, 16. Mm-hmm. I stumbled across a track in Palmy.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Ashurst, actually.
Yes.
Run by a guy called Julian Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his track. It's called Raukawa.
Yeah.
And it's down Raukawa Road, just outside of Ashurst.
Yeah.
And so I went there for an open day, and that was my first exposure to a proper club event and a proper club track that was, you know, sort of national kind of level.
Mm.
And... I had a blat around that with my car, which I thought was real hot at the time, and since discovered it was really not.
Oh, no.
But that's what hooked me.
That's brilliant.
From there on, I got hooked up with Julian, and he's been supplying me my gear ever since, and he supplies a lot of my club members' gear. He's got a shop over there, and that's where we source a lot of our stuff from.
That's brilliant, yeah.
And so that was probably like 2018 at that point, and I just started racing with him in his club, and then and it went from there. Eventually had the opportunity to use a little bit of land from a good friend of mine,
yeah,
And I just didn't hesitate, and started, making
it. That is really brilliant, because now you so this track that you guys have set up out Manaya Road, which you do welcome new members and people to come along and check it out. But since you have this now, it's bringing people to the region as well, isn't it, with their cars and having your, I don't know what to call them, tournaments or?
Yeah, we call them, that. Club days are the sort of the once a month ones where I guess they call it a club day because it's probably mainly your own club members going, or it's kind of just the word we use for like a more casual race day.
Yeah.
And then you've got the champs, which is like our regional champs. Mm-hmm. We call it our club champs.
Yeah.
So it's like club day on steroids.
Yeah.
And then and then we've got above that, you've got really only nationals.
Yeah. Yeah.
1/10 scale off-road nationals, which goes once a year. So we've got club days, club champs, nationals, and then you've got all the other clubs club days. So we draw people, but even for our club days we have a lot of support from the Palmy club, the Raukawa team, and the Wellington guys, which are CMR, Capital Model Races. They're in Taita. That's where their club's based, and so we'll get a lot of Wellington and Palmy guys at all our club events, and we have a good turnout. And nationally, for our club champs, we get people coming from Gisborne.
Oh wow!
Taranaki, Wellington, Palmy, obviously, so we have a real good draw. We have a lot of people know about the track now. It's got a good name. People really enjoy driving it. So
I love that. My our mutual friend Elton, he's very passionate about it, and it's just been amazing watching how much he's got engrossed in it. And it's actually cool. See, he brought a lot of awareness to it through his social media platform as well, and that's how you're sitting here today, which is great. So you were saying earlier that you started the track in 2021 in Masterton.
Through the photos this morning, that was a shot of a very early track in 2021, just like literally just sprayed the Roundup on the grass.
Wow, that is so cool. And so I really want to you to tell us what events you have coming up, but before that I need to know, how many do you own?
Oh, me?
Yes.
About 15 cars.
15 cars?
That's about the same as what Elton's got. So cool.
I'm a buyer, not a seller, really.
Yeah.
And, not all of them I could pick up tomorrow and drive. No. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Some of them need a bit of work, but I have probably like 5 or 6 that I could whip out any time. Sort of a collection is,
And it's a passion, isn't it? You have to be passionate about it.
Yeah, you got to be passionate about it.
Yeah,
and there's just a certain joy that comes with driving a car around a track.
That's so cool.
So I
really like that. So I'm actually am going to have to come out and have a look sometime, which would be really cool, because I'm good at the video game Burnout, and I'm wondering if I can like put that into action in real life. But we'll see. That would be really great. So you do welcome people to come out.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
What events do you have coming up?
Oh, well, just before I get into that, have every Wednesday we have practice from 4:30 till 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get there about 4 usually and water the track and make sure it's good to go. That's kind of our day that really, from an early point, I knew was probably the most important, to have that regular weekly time where we can come together. And that's really where the club's built, because everyone knows a Wednesday it's on all the time unless it's raining, where the club days are fewer and far between. So Wednesdays is a great time for anyone to come down and just see what's going on. We've got we're all super friendly. Everyone's there's a couple of cars floating around that probably people can have a turn with.
We'd like
to get some proper loaner cars, but at the moment it's just if someone's got a spare one, they'll let you have a go. But it's a great time to come and see what's up, and it's a super casual atmosphere. And
Like that. That will be drawing people as well, hearing that. And is this all year round?
We basically do the weekly practices and when daylight savings is active.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just got back into it. And once that it gets dark at like 6. We can't really do it because it's just not enough time.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah, absolutely. So, up-and-coming events, what's happening? Let's get into it.
Okay, so the big one we have coming up is a new concept that Julian Hardy, who I mentioned earlier from Ashurst, came up with recently. And what he did is he got a bunch of us club presidents together in just a messenger app and organised what we're calling the Super 5 Central Club Tournament, Central Regions Tournament. So that includes Gisborne Club, Hastings, myself, Masterton, Wellington, and the Ashurst Club. So five clubs, and it's an inter-club series where all the points culminate to crown the winners at the end. So, and every round has trophies for just first place. So if you're lucky enough to be number one on a certain round, you'll come away with a trophy. But at the end, all the points are tallied and you'll get your top three with trophies.
Yeah.
And you're also able to drop one round because, you know, some of them are quite a distance away. You can sort of, if you can't make maybe, you know, Gisborne, you could drop that round. Or if you make all of them and you have a bad round, you can drop that round.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we're hosting our round of that on March 15th. And that's a pretty big weekend because we're doing the Saturday, 15th, and then Sunday is Ashurst. So that's a double header weekend, really. So everyone will come down for that, do our place on Saturday, head over to Palmy and do that Sunday. So that's going to be a really big event. If anyone's interested in coming and seeing RC at its pretty much finest, that would be the one to come and check out. That's fairly close. I mean, March is still a wee way off, but and then we've got, hopefully, weather permitting, we've got racing this Sunday. But the forecast is a little bit iffy, but I looked at it this morning and it looks like we might be okay. So we're going to keep an eye on that and update on Facebook what's happening. But that's our most recent one coming up.
So Sunday. You just mentioned Facebook. So you have a page, and is that where people can find most of the information about all of this?
Yeah, pretty much all the information for pertaining to our club is on our Facebook page. So that's just search MRC Raceway on Facebook and we'll come up. It's like a red logo with the white letters MRC in it. It's really easy to spot. And I update everything on that. So, like, if practice is cancelled or we have an event coming up, I'll always put it on there. So it's really where you want to be looking, eyes on, if you're looking at our club.
Yeah.
But then also, if you want to get a really good idea of what's happening around the whole country, our club is NZRCA affiliated. So, we're pay our fees and we're part of the national body, which is the New Zealand Radio Control Association. And so all our events are up on their website. So they have a really clear, really awesome to use website where you just click on, say, drop down and then click on club events. And then you can just scroll through all the club events.
That is cool.
So if you ever want to double check, you can always look there. I usually have ours up for the month. So I won't have like months in advance, but you can check, say, October and see if we're happening or whatever.
Oh, that is so good.
That shows every club around the country, so it's a really good resource.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much. I think we've basically covered everything there, which is really cool, and got a little bit of insight into why you like it. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just plug the sport slash hobby in general. It's really cool. It's really inclusive. Anyone can do it. It's not like ageist, sexist or anything. It's like a level playing field for anyone who wants to have a go. And it's like a real adrenaline hit. You might not think it, but when you're racing, like practicing's super fun and just playing, but when you're actually racing and get into that side of it, like sometimes my knees have just been knocking and like towards the end because it's just like so intense.
That is really cool.
And it's, and everyone just has a blast. Like the vibe and the buzz is so, always so positive and electric at a RC day. Everyone's just coming off smiling. I mean, some people get a bit emotional sometimes because tempers can flare, but not often.
Oh,
but
we're only human, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
That actually sounds really fantastic, and I can feel your passion for it. That is really cool. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for coming on
that's
the
right.
show.
Thanks
and
for me.
Keep us updated. Elton keeps us updated too. Yep. He pops on the show, the other show I have every now and then.
Yeah, I think Elton was like the very, when I had my first open day, it was the club, the track was, you know, not as awesome as it is now, but it was I thought, it's ready for, like, to have an open day.
Yeah.
And we advertised it on our Facebook page, and I think in the morning when I was watering the track, I seen this dude come in and sort of was, like, milling over in the distance, and that was Elton. He was the first ever public person showed up. And he's been rock solid ever since.
Well done, Elton. We're all proud of you.
he's awesome. He loves it.
He promotes it harder. Honestly, he's so good at doing that and just getting the word out there and just following him doing that is cool.
No, he's great.
No, thanks heaps, Matt. What are we up to, Wayne, now?
Hey, thanks for coming in, Matt.
Yeah.
Really interesting, mate. Really interesting. You keep up the good work, eh? And I do have a couple of questions, though.
Yep.
The cars, they are powered by?
Our club's electric,
yes.
Electric off-road. So, there is also a nitro scene. Wellington, they have a great facility where they have an electric track. Well, not electric track. They have a 1/10 scale track, and they have a 1/8 scale track, which is more where the nitro stuff happens.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah, we're electric.
Excellent. And how long are the tracks?
Oh, yeah, good question, Wayne.
I think.
Are they all, countrywide, are they all different sizes?
Are they cement?
Well, no.
They're dirt. Outside dirt tracks and with jumps and obstacles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the average lap time, our track runs about a 26 and 28 seconds a lap. And I think I stepped it out. It's if you stretched it out in a line, it'd be about 300 metres.
Oh, that is quite.
That's huge,
quite,
eh?
That's quite big. It's
and
quite
I didn't
big.
Know it was dirt either.
I knew it was dirt.
But some, like the Hastings track, runs about like into the late 30s seconds. Yeah. So some are bigger than others, but they're all about the same.
And how fast are these cars going?
I would say on track, because you've got to remember that it's like accelerate, brake, turn, like it's not just a drag strip, but on the back straight maybe they could get up to like 45.
That's quite rapid, isn't it, for a little car?
Well, kilometers
in
an
space
hour.
Of
45 kilometers, that's road speed.
Yeah, like in terms of, like, you think that the straight might be like 25 meters and they're at 45 in the first,
so they can really wind it out.
You know, like,
oh, what a fantastic hobby to have! What a great thing to do, and it sounds like a fantastic community too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but those same cars, if you just took them on the asphalt and just geared it up, it would easily go like, I don't know, 80.
No,
really? Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, I'm into that.
Unbelievable!
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Matt.
Yeah,
it's been
thank
a pleasure.
You, Matt.
It's been a pleasure listening to you. And
absolutely.
Like I say, you keep up the good work, man. And well. You know, get on your
and
Facebook page, eh?
Yeah, there's a variety of cars too. Like, you got two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. You got the vintage cars, both two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. You got the stadium trucks, which are kind of like a
monster truck.
Yeah, like a
Well,
not a monster truck, but like a Baja desert racer style.
Oh, yes,
style.
I see. Yes. Yeah.
And then you've got the buggies, which are the open wheel cars, so they, you know, the wheels sit outside the body. Whereas the trucks are kind of a closed wheel, more like a normal ute you'd see on the road. So we've got
that's
something
brilliant.
For
you. Fantastic
questions, Wayne. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought of those. I'm a girl head.
Probably just a blokey thing.
Yeah,
fast as it goes.
Absolutely.
Hey, good on you, Matt. We're going to cut to a track now, and it's a track from your little list here, Camille. I'm going to go Heat Waves by the Glass Animals.
Oh, choice.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
Yeah. the middle of June. E-waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-waves been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not.
So loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
I just wanna know what you're dreaming of. When you sleep and smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that. That look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Why did I choose that song, Wayne?
I don't know. It was quite mellow.
It
was quite mellow.
It.
Everyone's probably gone back to sleep now, Camille.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that, guys. But God, we're going to have a song up soon to really wake you up. Hey, what show is this?
What show is this? This is the What's Going On show on 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station.
Absolutely.
With Wayne and Camille, where it is 24 minutes past 9
is
in the morning.
Is it? This is just, yes. We're flying through this.
We are. And, hey, Labour weekend, eh?
Yeah.
I know.
Long weekend.
And also, Teachers Only Day today.
Damn.
Yeah, did you know that? All the kids get a four-day weekend.
No, why?
I know. I think it caught a lot of parents out, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you what one young guy I met yesterday may be doing. I met this really cool young fella, and I can't remember his name for the life of me. I'm very tired. But his mum, Paula, brought him round. His mum and his dad, Paula and Cheyenne, brought him round to my house to pick out a golf bag and golf clubs from Scott's many golf bags and golf clubs, God knows why. And he will be having a wrapped weekend, I reckon, playing golf with those, because summer golf is starting. Twilight Golf is starting on Wednesday. It is at the Carterton Golf Club, and they've got a summer membership going at the moment for $530 between October and April. And if you, that was on this Wednesday, but I'm pretty sure they're doing it again, and there's a prize for everyone.
Well, that sounds good.
Yes.
I don't like golf myself.
No, but we love supporting the youth.
I know.
If you find out that
it's a good sport. It's a huge international sport, and it's a game of skill. It's a game of nerves. I think a lot of the time. And hey, it's really great to get out there and get some fresh air
and
hit that little ball into the water
into
trap,
the hole.
Into the sand trap.
Get it on the hole. Yeah. And also, just if you hear about a youth that has a passion for something, and you've got an excess of stuff that you know that you could donate, do it. Feed that passion.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
92.7 RFM.
Hey, cool. Look what happened. Got?
What is it?
It's the Wairarapa edition of Monopoly.
Oh, look at that.
Here we
you
go.
Do it. Your I've turn.
It. There it is.
Wow.
It's the Wairarapa edition
of
Monopoly.
About?
Wow. It's actually brought to us by Business Wairarapa. Boy,
no
they would
way.
This is cool, isn't it? And look,
yes.
On the back of it, it's got all the things in the Wairarapa.
Oh, no. Look, there's the mayor.
I know. Even Access Radio's got a little community
Have
services
they?
Card.
Oh,
I know.
My
isn't it fantastic?
Goodness. So where can people buy those, do you know?
I really don't know,
Coastie
but
Plus
I imagine probably the Paper Plus would be the go for your games, board games.
Yeah.
Board games are great.
Are they?
Aren't they? Yes.
Yeah,
and this
okay.
is, it's a game of...
capitalism.
Capitalism and economics, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
not my cup of tea, but it will be someone's cup of tea. What a great idea for Christmas.
It is a fantastic idea for Christmas. And, you know, maybe play a board game instead of staring at a video screen.
Play a board game, flip a table.
I know. Hey, could be a good thing to do for the weekend.
Absolutely.
Go down and buy some. I actually might buy one of those.
No, do it because it's kind of cool and unique as well. Because how often do you have a Wairarapa edition of Monopoly come out?
Well,
especially for our region.
Yeah, well, I remember when the New Zealand edition came out, and that was a big thing. It was like, oh, Queenstown's the most expensive. But the Wairarapa edition, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
and
no,
that is
it's brilliant.
Brought to us by Business Wairarapa, your
how
local
cool is that?
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Go, guys.
Go capitalism.
Guys. Hey, what else can you do this weekend?
Hey, did you know that I don't know. I just flipped the wrong page there.
I'll tell you what you can do. There's an acting masterclass, okay?
Is there?
Yeah, no, there is. With acclaimed director, producer and actor Vincent Ward providing attendees with the knowledge to keep a performance alive and develop connectedness to strangers. So you can go down there to the Greytown Little Theatre,
no
73 Main Street in Greytown today from 1pm to 2:30pm.
That is brilliant.
You're going to have to buy a ticket for that. I'm not too sure how much they cost because it didn't tell me.
No, but how cool.
Hey, that's
Vincent
pretty good.
Vincent Ward,
eh? Acting masterclass
amazing.
Because we need more actors in this country because, you know, we've got Shortland Street and that sort of stuff. But, hey, guess whose birthday it is today?
Oh, you did tell me earlier.
No, he's a famous New Zealand actor.
Do it, tell me.
It's Anthony Starr.
Anthony Starr.
You may know Anthony Starr from
Outrageous Fortune.
Outrageous Fortune, and he plays the twins, doesn't he?
Yeah, but more recently, what's he on?
Well, he's actually on a program on Amazon Prime called The Boys,
oh
and
my
he plays like evil Superman.
So evil.
Homelander, yes.
We love him.
Yes, it's got an R rating, so, you know, don't let your kids watch that.
No. Also, it is Steve Hunter, my good friend's 50th birthday today. Shout out to you, Steve, you're freaking amazing. Look at you. You freaking made it.
50 years old.
I said freaking, and I'm rapt I said that because it nearly wasn't. Hey, guess what, though? So on Saturday the 26th, Sunday the 27th, and Tuesday the 29th of October, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is at our favourite place,
the Carterton Event Centre.
Geraldine Inder School of Dance and Drama presents Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Tickets are available from www.cartertonec.co.nz. And so the Saturday one is at 4pm, the Sunday one is at 4pm, and the Tuesday one is at 6pm for the people that can handle staying up that long, because I can't.
I tell you, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is one of the greatest stories of our generation and the previous generation and probably generations to come.
Yeah.
Roald Dahl, what a guy. What an author.
Yes.
Yes, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. How many remakes have they done of that movie
now? Oh, my
now?
Goodness, so many now.
At least a couple.
Yeah.
And there were three, I think.
Yeah. And I just find it really, I just so wanted to go to that factory as a child. I really, really did. What I find is interesting is the old granddad that he took with him couldn't move for years and years and sat in the bed, but as soon as he gets to go to a sweet factory, he's up and he's going.
I did see that.
Bit
of a lazy old bugger.
Lazy old bugger.
Maybe you could counterfeit yourself a golden ticket there, Camille.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be cool.
Hey, what else is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Yes. There is a Pukaha Community Open Day.
Oh, nice.
Now, that is going to be happening tomorrow at the Mount Bruce National Wildlife Centre, State Highway 2, Mount Bruce, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, it's Koha entry, so that's really good. So that is actually a really good thing to do, because sometimes I think the actual cost of getting in there is a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
They've got everything. I tell you, they've got tuatara, they've got geckos, they've got takahe.
So have that's they got one kiwis of the, there?
They have got kiwis
there.
Yeah, no, they do. Surely you've been and seen it, Camille.
Oh, no.
You haven't?
No, and that might actually be a thing I'll do tomorrow.
You haven't been to the...
I've been to the cafe. Oh, I've been to the car park, changed the tyre.
No. They've got everything there. They've got kakako, they've got tuatara. They've got all sorts. They've got takahe.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was in a... They thought they were extinct.
Yes, I know. How cool are these bird sanctuaries, native bird sanctuaries, that help... Bring these things alive again, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know...
Makes them multiply.
Before humanity came down here, it was a country of birds and bugger all anything dodos, else, really.
Dodos and mowers. Imagine if they're still mowers.
Dodos are from Mauritius, actually.
Oh, okay.
They're from Mauritius, so that would be up in... I think it's around the Indian Ocean, somewhere around there. But we've never had a dodo here in the country.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we've had mower. We've had the harst eagle. We had the harst eagle.
Yeah, it was really big, eh?
It was huge. It's one of the biggest wingspans of birds in the country, actually. They used to hunt the mowers.
Yes.
So when the mowers died out, of course, the harst eagle died out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be humanity for you.
Humanity, well, let's not even go there. Chuck on a song.
Yeah, okay, this will wake you up.
Yum.
Here we go. It's going to be London's Burning. It's only a short track, London's Burning. It's by The Clash.
Yes.
Let's hit it.
That's so cool.
London's burning! London's burning!
Who's burning?
London's
burning. London's burning.
We love that song.
I was just going to also say about the Pukaha Mountain, Mount Bruce Pukaha Open Day tomorrow. Very famous personality is going to be there as well, and it is Mr. Bugman, Rud Kleinpast.
Wow, he's famous.
He is actually famous. I really like the guy. You know, he's got a pet. He's got a pet seven-legged Avondale spider, which is the huntsman.
His enthusiasm.
I know,
and the way
great.
He talks.
Yes,
yes.
I think he's done.
Yeah, with that name,
anyway, I wouldn't mind just going to see that.
And yeah.
Like I say, Koha entry, so
yeah,
get down
so
there, guys.
Cool.
Get down there.
Raf Kiel Christmas Fete 2024. That is on the 2nd of November. Hey, guys, that's coming up really fast. So that's a koha entry as well to get in there. 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. out at Raf Kiel. Raf Kiel has the most beautiful
grounds.
They're absolutely beautiful. I go out there to watch Scott play cricket, and that's just beautiful ground. So go and immerse yourself in that. It's a very popular Christmas fete. Am I saying that right?
Fete, yes.
So that's going to, and it's going to be their 21st year of doing this. So there, you know, there's going to be so much stuff.
And that's next Saturday, not this Saturday.
Next Saturday. So just, and we will remind you again this next Friday. So that's something to really look forward to.
Oh, they've got a beautiful amphitheatre out there, actually. Oh,
haven't they? People get married in that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lovely school. I've actually got a couple of mates that went there.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, but Greytown Rugby Club, guess what they've got tomorrow?
No.
From 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
What?
They've got the amazing dinosaur discovery, man.
There's
going to be raptors. There's going to be T-Rexes.
Yeah.
All manner of stuff. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm pretty sure they had that last weekend here in Masterton at... Henley Lake is come and explore the prehistoric ages and discover over 30 lifelike dinosaurs.
Mm.
You don't want to miss the crowd favourite T-Rex. There are activities. Everyone from 2 to 102 can enjoy those.
Oh, wow.
There's a dinosaur dynamite playground, fossil panning, a discovery depot, a learning lab, walking with the dinosaurs. There's rides, there's more. Get ready to be amazed and thrilled as the greatest creatures to ever walk the earth return and come alive before your eyes. Okay, so that would be Saturday, 11 till 12:30 and 1:30 till 3:30. Sunday, it's running there as well, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 to 3 o'clock as well. And also Monday, because it is Labour Weekend.
Yeah, Labour Weekend. So don't go chucking on your uniform, putting on your work boots on Monday.
I don't think so.
No way.
You might even get a sleep in.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I might even get a sleep. That'd be fantastic. Hey, do you know what? I want to do a huge shout out to the Kutapuni Shops. I think that is a fantastic area now. That is for sure. With you've got the Sanctuary, you have got Absolutely Boutique, you have got Evie May Shoes, you've got several hairdressers and a barber's, you've got a natural shop, you've got the post shop, you've got the butchers, you've got the curry house, you've got the pub. But I just want to do a big shout out to Ange, who has just taken over Absolutely Boutique. Now, I went in there the other day and I wanted to know if she had any locally made stuff. A lot of the jewellery is made by a local artist called Audie Jewellery, and it is beautiful stuff, really, really nice jewellery. And also all her bibs and burbs covers are locally made. How cool is that? So go into Absolutely Boutique in Kutapuni and check out the locally made goods and some fantastic fashion. And I can tell you this, they got baby docks. If you want to get some boots for that bubba, do it. So yeah, shout out to Absolutely Boutique.
Excellent.
In Kutapuni.
And buy local made, eh?
Absolutely.
And frequent our local shops. Don't just buy everything online. You keep buying everything online, guys, and all our shops will just close down and it'll just be Amazon and, you know, Alibaba, and no one wants all
that. No, we don't.
Hey, guess what day it is today, apart from that? It's World Pass Today.
Yeah.
It's World Pass Today.
I love
I'm excited. I'm excited about that. I'm going to go. I might do a bit of a pasta dish tonight.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. What's your favourite pasta meal, Kim?
Oh, my goodness. I am into chucking lots of greens and making my own sauce and mixing it up with pasta and see what it tastes like. And it's just such a fun thing to do and a good way to use up the veggies.
Or you could go off to Kurupuni. Tripoli's up there, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that an Italian restaurant?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's an Italian. I've either got pizzas and that sort of
stuff.
They've
got some really good food, eh?
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll be selling pasta there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my mate Marlon still runs that, doesn't he?
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. That's really cool.
It is, yeah. So head off to Kurupuni.
Absolutely.
Grab yourself some pasta tonight and World Pasta Day.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool, actually.
And, hey, Diwali starts next week as well. So that's next Thursday, starting on the
30th. What's that about?
Okay, that is the Indian International Festival of Light and Colour. So we there will be a few things happening about that. I'm pretty sure there's going to be something down at the Solway Showgrounds because it runs for about 5 days.
Do they do the colour run? Sorry for interrupting.
I'm pretty sure they do the colour run as well, which is really good for all the kids to wreck their clothes.
Yeah.
My young lady at home, and she's got a T-shirt she wears every year, and it's just who knows what colour it was originally. Yeah.
And so you can get cheap T-shirts from the warehouse, eh?
Well, you can get cheap T-shirts from the warehouse.
White ones and make them multicoloured.
Exactly right. Where did I see a cheap T-shirt the other day? It was the warehouse, I think it was like a dollar.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. How can they produce it?
Well, let's not even go there. Yeah, let's buy sustainable clothing.
Cool as. Hey, it is 20 minutes to 10. I think we might go to another track. Okay. This is one of my favourite tracks about heat. And it is by a little band, you might remember them, called Van Halen.
Yeah.
And the song is Hot for Teacher. Here we go.
Yes.
Class dismissed!
Wow.
That was awesome. I haven't heard that in years.
Oh, mate, what a song. What a band. What a band. Hey, thanks, Eddie Van Halen. He's gone now, you know. Poor old Eddie. Old Eddie died. Yeah. And Van Halen's not really doing much anymore, I don't think, which is a crying shame.
Yeah, absolutely. But they might do one of those, we're coming back.
Oh, yes. Tours. Like Oasis.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, I want to do a shout out. So, my good friend, Mr. Fungus. If you're in Wellington, see, Wellington is part of the region. Mr. Fungus. Yeah, he's, I know him personally. So, hey. He actually has a street show tomorrow night, family-friendly, interactive, observational comedy and mine for kids of all ages. Mr. Fungus, 7 p.m. under the Tripod at the Cambridge Terrace end of Courtney Place. Everyone knows the Tripod, the huge Peter Jackson thing.
Yes, I think he's
doing a show under there at 7 p.m. tomorrow night under the Tripod. Look, drag the kids downtown for a look-see and an eye-opening scene. So bring the whānau and bring the snacks. Mr. Fungus at the Courtney Precinct under the Tripod tomorrow night. Mr. Fungus, I love your work, and I really hope that you can bring your show to the Carterton Event Centre or someplace like that at some point. You're a fantastic man.
Mr. Fungus, that just a memory just came up, and it was Fungus the Bogeyman. Do you remember that book?
I know.
That's a bit of a blast.
I don't know if anyone can. Oh, you can't see it at the moment. Mr. Fungus, he's a really cool looking man. He's got a big yellow bow tie. So, yeah, get down there, folks.
Sweet as. Also, get down to Martinborough because there's a community market over the Labour weekend. It's at the Martinborough Town Hall. It starts tomorrow on the 26th and goes to Monday the 28th. And there is going to be stuff, lots of stuff. Join us this Labour weekend for the Martinborough Community Market.
Oh.
It promises a day of enjoyment for the whole family. Yes. It's a perfect opportunity to support your local artisans, discover some unique treasures and connect with the community.
There's going to be
a world of charm and flavour. There's going to be tea, homemade treats, coffee, vintage cups and teapots, and there's support the Starlight Performing Arts, an organisation dedicated to nurturing the creativity and talent of children ages 5 to 18. So that's really good. So every purchase you make down there at the tea room will directly contribute to the cause. So that's a really good thing to do. And it's running for 3 days, and that's in the Martinborough Town Hall.
Absolutely.
Do that, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Here at Arrow FM 92.7, your community access station, where we love supporting our community. But I am going to now do a huge shout out. This week has been absolutely huge for New Zealand sport. We won the women's cricket. We won the America's Cup. And just today, we won the canoe polo World Championships. And this is a team that is self-funded, is not sponsored. It's made up of nurses, teachers, facilitators, people who are in full-time study. They won the World Champs today, this morning.
Hey, we're punching above our weight. For a small country of only just over 4 million people, I think we're competing up there with the best.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at the likes of, like, say, the America's Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some serious money poured into it. Absolutely serious money. But, you know, for a...
It's a rich man's game.
It is a rich man's game. And we are an island nation.
Yeah.
And that's why we're so good at rowing and stuff.
Yeah, we're all Pacific Islanders, whether you like it or not.
Yes. But as long as we just don't keep crashing boats and stuff, you know.
I know. Oh, is that KZ7 you're having a go at?
No. I'm having a go at...
the Navy.
We are crashing all our boats. I know. And the poor old bloody Cook Strait Ferry. I noticed that hit a wharf again the other day. So maybe for a bunch of a seafaring nation, maybe we're not really that good.
That good, yeah.
But you only remember the bad things, don't you?
That's the thing. Hey, there's so many good things, and those ferries have been going for years and years and years, so let's just blame it on nothing.
Nothing. Hey, guess who else's birthday it is?
Who's?
It's Katy Perry's birthday today.
Oh, Scott Perry's ex.
Oh, is it really? Is that where the name comes
That's
from?
That's what he reckons.
Oh, gosh, I knew it was famous.
Yeah, go Katy Perry.
Hey, 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station, where the time is 10 minutes to 10. We're just flying by, aren't we, Camille?
Yeah, we are.
Flying by. Anything else you've got to
Look, there's so much on. Hey, Halloween is coming up. And yes. What is happening at Halloween here in the Wairarapa? I know that the Masterton District Council is really good for doing things like that. So there is a scarily good time ahead. Halloween in the Park returns to Queen Elizabeth Park on, you guessed it, Thursday the 31st of October. And Masterton District Council is again producing its Halloween map of hauntingly decorated houses. Today is the last day. Oh, yesterday was the last day. Oh, actually, Wednesday was the last day to register. Gosh, Camille. But that's okay. Halloween in the Park is free and family friendly with something for everyone, no matter their fear threshold. Prepare to be scared stiff in the Hospital of Horrors, sponsored by YTX. Across the road in the fully accessible Memorial Stadium, action will be low scare from 4 to 5 and high scare from 5 till 7 p.m. Challenge accepted. prepare to be scared stiff. No, the miniature train will be provided. Free rides on the island in the Lake of Remembrance. That's so cool. And food trucks on the green space. Yeah, we'll offer all the fuel you need for activities, including face painting, play activities, and Halloween photo opportunities. There'll be roaming Halloween characters and spot prizes for the best dress. The event is not focused on the Park Island this year to maximise accessibility. So that is on the 31st. So cool.
Go Halloween.
So many things happening.
There is a lot happening this week,
absolutely,
isn't there?
Absolutely.
Hey, tomorrow night there's Comedy Capers, and that would be at Club Carterton.
Ah.
Okay, so there's live Comedy Capers at Club Carterton October the 26th, and door sales only from 7:30 till 9 p.m.
That's cool.
You've got to be 18. Don't take your kids, because maybe swearing, who knows?
Yeah.
And probably being a club, drinking, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Live comedy show featuring three Carterton comedians, so all local comedians, Leanne Cariatana. Oh, and she's also known as Auntie Leanne.
Nice.
Ross Dixon and Clive Baxter.
Oh, wow.
Also known as Clive the Clipboard Accountant. Well, that's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting.
Cool. There's 8 minutes to 10.
Absolutely.
Should we go to a little track, shall we?
Go to a little track and then we'll say hi, da-da.
Okay, then. Let's go
do
to
it.
The Prodigy. Did we do the Prodigy?
Yeah, no, do it.
Okay,
do
it's a 7-minute
it.
Track, though.
It.
Here we go.
Oh, we're going to cut it off.
We'll probably cut it off
through.
A little short.
Yep.
Let's go. It's going to play?
If it doesn't play, chuck something else on.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go. We'll be right back. Beats, I think.
Oh, I'm loving this beat, but we have to go.
We have to go. I'm going to hit the pause button on this one.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Oh. Hey, that was The Heat by Prodigy. That was off the album from the, I can't remember what year it is, The Jilted Generation.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us. Hey, look, one last plug. There is a spring candle making workshop at the Martinborough Square, and that will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, wicked. Okay.
Come and join us for a creative, relaxing and social candle making workshop.
Oh, nice.
That actually sounds pretty good.
That does sound cool.
We provide all the equipment and materials in a 2-hour workshop. At each candle making workshop, participants will make a medium-sized candle with a choice of new or vintage containers and 2 tea light candles, and light refreshments are provided. So get down there.
Yeah.
It's general admission. You got to buy some tickets. Go and do it. Just go and do it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do it too, aren't we,
yes,
Camille?
Yes, we are. We're out of here, guys. Thank you so much for your company today,
I know,
guys.
It's been fantastic. And everyone, have a great long weekend and get out in the garden, guys.
Yeah.
Get out in the garden. I mean, it is spring and spring is in the air. And
spring is in the air.
The weeds are growing. The weeds are growing. Catch you all next week, guys.
See ya.
From 92.7 Arrow FM, What's Going On?
Brought to you by Trust House.
Over and out.
Bye.